answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers!
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
As you now know, individuals such as Chauncey Billups, Damon Jones, and Terry Rozier were taken into custody today, former, current NBA players and coaches. What you don't know is that this is an illegal gambling operation and sports rigging operation that spanned the course of years. The FBI led a coordinated takedown across 11 states to arrest over 30 individuals today responsible for this case, which is very much ongoing. Not only did we crack into the fraud that these perpetrators committed on the grand stage of the NBA, but we also entered and executed a system of justice against La Casa Nostra to include the Bonanno, Gambino, Genovese, and Lucchese crime families.
Wow, that is FBI Director Kash Patel unleashing his armament against some NBA players and coaches and the four crime families. This is a big piece of news. We're going to spend more time on it later, but just off the top of it again, Portland Trailblazers head coach Chauncey Billups picked up, Miami Heat guard Terry Rozier, and former NBA guard and coach Damon Jones, among those 34 arrested as part of this busting of the NBA cheating scandal involving supposedly them and the others and the Cosa Nostra. And it also extends beyond basketball and sports betting in general. It gets into my neck of the woods, and this is where I'm PO'd, poker. Allegations of running and scrubbing games and putting in special shufflers that would make sure you would never get the cards you need. And then, of course, the online betting scandals. Oh, boy, they're stepping on blue suede shoes now. I'm going to join Patel going after them. We're going to break this down in more detail later in this hour because it is a massive, unprecedented story. Yes, historic. Thanks for joining us. Hour number one, Larry Connors, USA. And yes, like a bull out of the gate, we come charging. Here we are, October 23rd, 2025. And reminding you, with Larry Connors, USA, you are always going to get news, analysis, opinion, and an education. You're going to leave this hour with more knowledge than you have right now. I promise you. And also reminding you, when we're on the air, we are streaming video. You can watch the program in my iron, my wrath, right there on your screen. How do you do that? Well, you go to News Talk STL Rumble, Facebook, or Twitter. Larry Connors USA Rumble or Facebook. And after each program is aired, we put it up as a podcast available at News Talk STL, LarryConnorsUSA.com, Larry Connors USA Facebook. If you watch or listen at a later time, do me a small favor. Push share. Send it on to others so they can get involved. You are our multiplying force, and we want to use you as much as you will allow us to continue to spread the word. Next hour, the Federalist writer Eddie Scarry has written a piece about Democrats are trying, they're desperately trying to find an alternative to Donald Trump. Where can we find an alternative? And Scarry has an answer for them. That's coming up later in this next hour. Later this hour, Sylvester Stallone's wife on why so many Hollywood kids seem to be mixed up in the head. And she nails it. You're going to hear from her before we wrap up this hour. Program note for you, big program note. The Mike Ferguson Show tomorrow will be Mike Ferguson with Gabe's last program. Gabe Pfeiffer, our rocket scientist, right here in the building. And yes, he is a rocket scientist. He works for companies dealing with that, but also has been participating as a host with the Mike Ferguson Morning Show along with Jerome. Gabe is leaving, going to focus only on that one job, rocket scientist. Well, what are we going to do to fill that spot? Oh, perfect answer. Susie Moore, Red State editor, who's often filled in for me on this program. She will be joining Mike Ferguson and Jerome starting Monday. It's going to be a new and exciting endeavor. We hate to see Gabe go. He's contributed so much, but we're going to continue to rely on him for different reports from time to time. So Gabe Pfeiffer will still be part of News Talk STL. He just won't be hosting early in the morning, getting up early in the morning, like Jerome and Mike and now Susie. But Susie will also be taking over that position and expanding her role. This is all good news for the News Talk STL family and for you. All right, so the budget battle continues and it goes on and on. And Trump said, you know, look at Schumer and what he's done.
Well, I think it's a shame that it's shut down because we have the greatest economy, as you were saying before. We have the greatest economy in the world right now, by far, the United States. We have almost 18 now. It was 17. Now it's $18 trillion being poured into our country, and it's no time for shutdowns. I don't think it's affecting what we're doing, but it's too bad for a lot of people. We have a lot of good people that are working right now that should be, and it's because the Democrats want to try and renegotiate a deal that they had negotiated. They want $1.5 trillion given to illegal immigrants who came into the country.
Oh, yeah, right.
And it's going to hurt the health care of citizens of our country that have been paying into it, that have been working hard for it, that really deserve it. So we're never going to do that. It's not going to happen. And I will tell you, there are a lot of good Democrats that really want to make a deal. And I think all we need is five Democrats because we have a great support on the Republican side. So I think we need five Democrats, and there are a lot of them that want to make a deal. So I think at some point, common sense will prevail.
You would think common sense, but you're talking about Democrats and the hardcore leftist Democrats. Politico has an article pointing out that the shutdown cliff that could hit the Democrats hard is coming. The Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, SNAP, which helps feed more than 40 million, will start to run out of funds November 1. That's very soon, right? Do the Democrats want to be holding the bag when all the money is gone? You know, on one hand, they don't care. They don't care. And I'll give you a perfect example. The minority whip in the House, Catherine Clark, a Democrat, obviously, being the minority whip, she's acknowledging this shutdown could end up hurting a lot of families. But you know what? They don't care because they want to see you suffer. That is their leverage.
I mean, shutdowns are terrible. And of course, there will be, you know, families that are going to suffer. We take that responsibility very seriously.
Yeah, right.
But it is one of the few leverage times we have.
So we're going to leverage you and your suffering. That's what you're getting. And let me give you another example. It's been revealed that Democrat Senator John Ossoff and other Senate Democrats do not want to vote to reopen the government because they're getting money from donors to help them, encouraging them to keep it shut. Listen to this. As the Dem funding begins to dry down.
Another Democrat said, Senator Ossoff's calculation is, quote, do I vote to open the government up and get crushed and can't raise a single dollar of low dollar money? Or do I vote to shut the government down and get $3 million from online fundraising?
Mm-hmm.
That's disgusting. Senator Ossoff is more concerned about getting low-dollar donations from maybe some donor in California who's going to click on an email and give him $100 for his reelection. And so he's causing suffering on tens of thousands of people in his home state of Georgia. Senator Ossoff ought to send that tainted, dirty money back if he's raised $3 million off of the shutdown, off of the suffering he's caused, just so that he can get some more money from radicals around the country. Go look at his finance report during the shutdown.
Oh, yeah, we're going to do that. But again, he doesn't care if you're suffering. It's their leverage point against Trump. Pennsylvania Senator John Fetterman, Democrat, says enough.
Are you surprised that vote after vote, it's just been three Democrats time and again who voted for this bill? And does that surprise you?
Yeah, it's Groundhog Day. you know, and I'm just saying, and it's not entertaining. That's a great movie, but this is shit. And now it's like now real damage is going to are now touching the lives of regular Americans, and we all lose, and it's embarrassing to our allies and to our enemies abroad.
That is John Fetterman, a Democrat, speaking the truth. You know, those behind the Russian collusion who tried to destroy Donald Trump every day had to wake up sweating, when are they coming for me? Department Director of our National Intel, Tulsi Gabbard, makes it clear that in addition to those already named in the Russian collusion hoax, more will be targeted.
Here are just a few other examples. The American people elected Donald Trump as their president not once but twice, and yet the FBI and intelligence agencies were politicized by his opponents to undermine his presidency and falsely portray him as a puppet of Putin. Title I of FISA was used illegally to obtain a warrant to spy on Trump campaign advisor Carter Page, using a Clinton campaign-funded false dossier as their so-called evidence. Biden campaign advisor Tony Blinken was the impetus for the 51 former senior intelligence officials' letter dismissing Hunter Biden's laptop as disinformation specifically to help Biden win the election. Former DNI James Clapper lied to this committee in 2013, denying the existence of programs that facilitated the mass collection of millions of Americans' phone and internet records, yet was never held accountable. Under John Brennan's leadership, the CIA abused its power to spy on Congress, to dodge oversight, lied about doing it until he was caught, and yet has never been held responsible. Under Biden, the FBI abused its power for political reasons to try to surveil Catholics who attend traditional Latin Mass, labeling them as quote-unquote radical traditionalist Catholics. Personally, just 24 hours after I criticized Kamala Harris and her nomination, I was placed on a secret domestic terror watch list called Quiet Skies. Sadly, there are more examples. The bottom line is this. This must end.
Again, that's our Director of National Intel, Tulsi Gabbard, detailing all of the things that have been uncovered and the charges being thrown against numerous members of the Obama administration. Make no mistake about it. It wasn't just Biden. Obama had his fingerprints, his palm, over the whole thing in the beginning. Carolyn Leavitt, White House spokeswoman.
Over the past few days, Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard has unveiled shocking new evidence that former President Barack Obama and top aides in the Obama administration conspired to subvert President Trump's 2016 election victory and undermine the democratic will of the American people. While publicly pretending to engage in a peaceful transfer of power, in private, former President Obama went to great and nefarious lengths to try to sow discord among the public and sabotage his successor, President Trump. The new evidence released by the Director of National Intelligence, who is here with me today, confirms that the Obama administration manufactured politicized intelligence, which was later used as the justification for baseless smears against President Trump in an effort to try to delegitimize his victory before he even took the oath of office.
You got to keep that in mind. This was underway even as Trump was preparing to take office. And all that underway the first time. And they continued throughout his entire first term. And then when he was running again, they brought it all back up again. They just kept recycling. It was garbage when it started. It was garbage when it was recycled. And it is still garbage. And keep in mind, and this is the part that absolutely burns me, as decades long in this business of journalism. Right now, obviously, it's a Larry Connors USA program. So I speak my mind. I don't just give you, you know, facts on one issue. I give you facts on both sides. But I don't hold back any bias on this program. As a news anchor, I did. You never knew my bias whatsoever, nor should you. But there are so many on the left out there that looked at this whole thing of Russian collusion, and you know what they saw? You know what? If I write this right and I go into it right, I could get a Pulitzer Prize, Carolyn Leavitt.
This is truly one of the greatest political scandals in American history. And reporters at legacy outlets, some of which are sitting in this room today, like the New York Times and the Washington Post, were ridiculously awarded Pulitzer Prizes for their perpetuation of this hoax. It's well past time for those awards to be stripped from the journalists who received them. It is not journalism to propagate political disinformation in service of the Democrat Party and those in the intelligence community who hand over out of context and fake intelligence to push a false political narrative.
There are 23 categories given to journalism and arts and letters. For journalists, there are these 23 categories, including public service, investigative reporting, explanatory reporting. The prize is established in 1917. They're very prestigious. They were. Now they're a piece of trash. Because you have reporters like the New York Times and the rest of their staff and others that made all this Russian collusion headline material every day, and every day it was another lie. There is one quality from the Pulitzer Prize that should stand above all others. Integrity. Honesty. Fairness. They walked right over those like they didn't exist in their rush to grab a Pulitzer Prize built on fabrications, lies, and whatever else they could come up with. The highest award in journalism, widely considered the Pulitzer Prize. What they have done when they were attacking Trump and building all this Russian collusion story, and in many cases, make no mistake about it, many of these so-called journalists knew damn well they were creating lies out of thin air. But they didn't care because their audiences were eating it up and it was all about get Trump anyway. And for that, you get a Pulitzer Prize. For that, I give you an outhouse, put you in it, and down the shaft you go. Go live in your filth. Coming up, more details on the FBI busting major NBA names along with the mafia. All this cheating alleged when it comes to sports betting and even poker online. And boy, that is where I draw the line with you. You want to hear details? We've got it for you. Lock and load. Ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
In all these years that Wellington Environmental has been my sponsor, I've never mentioned their duct cleaning services. Allergy season is here, and Wellington crews clean air ducts daily in homes and commercial buildings, also cleaning air handling units and diffusers in commercial facilities. Why? Well, because people will see black dirt and mold on the vents, or they are actually suffering from allergies. Don't be fooled by low-cost duct cleaning providers saying they charge only per vent, because once they get on site, the price will skyrocket. Wellington does not do this, never has. Wellington will give you an estimate, and you say Larry Connors, and immediately you get a 20% discount. Call Cindy, 314-644-4930, 314-644-4930. 4930. Make your home and business better, safer with Wellington. Be well with Wellington. Back pain? Follow me to Esquire Sports Medicine, where they've got your back. Esquire is the oldest sports medicine clinic in St. Louis. Dr. Draghi and his team of chiropractors can get you back to work, back to life without the pain. New patients usually scheduled within 24 hours. 314-644-0885. 644-0885. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. Another day must be another roofer in town. John Beal and I were talking. He said, you know, every time you turn around, there's a new roofing company. Many of them have no idea what they're doing. And the statistics show that many will be out of business within 2 to 5 years. Who are you going to call to help you then? You need to remember only one name, John Beal. John Beal Roofing. You have a problem, he can take care of it. And we'll be here for you. John Beal Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. The offer St. Louis cannot stop talking about being held over due to popular demand. Right now, renewal by Anderson. Buy any window or door, get the next one 50% off. Plus, you could qualify for zero interest, no payments for 18 months. Renewal by Anderson is the full-service window and door replacement division of Anderson. You've trusted that name for more than 122 years. And our exclusive FiberX frames, 200% stronger than vinyl. Anderson products are also proven to increase your home value by at least 15%. Don't miss out. Schedule your complimentary consultation today at rbastl.com or call 877-WINDLES, 877-WINDLES. Renewal by Anderson. Award-winning quality, stronger windows, smarter investment.
This is News Talk STL.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
As you now know, individuals such as Chauncey Billups, Damon Jones, and Terry Rozier were taken into custody today. Former, current NBA players and coaches. What you don't know is that this is an illegal gambling operation and sports rigging operation that spanned the course of years. The FBI led a coordinated takedown across 11 states to arrest over 30 individuals today responsible for this case, which is very much ongoing. Not only did we crack into the fraud that these perpetrators committed on the grand stage of the NBA, but we also entered and executed a system of justice against La Casa Nostra to include the Bonanno, Gambino, Genovese, and Lucchese crime families.
That is really big news from FBI Director Kash Patel, as we were telling you at the beginning of this hour, giving you some details on it. They have targeted three players by name. Now, keep in mind, we must report and insist you remember, they're only charged at this time. They're not convicted. But the effort and the work that went in to build this case is massive. And I would look for some of them that are named to start rolling over, looking for deals to get out from under the heavy weight of the full force of the federal government under Kash Patel, dropping down on top of them. Again, Portland Trail Blazers head coach Chauncey Billups, one of those arrested for taking part in alleged illegal poker gambling ring, along with Miami Heat guard Terry Rozier, former NBA guard and coach Damon Jones. They're among 34 with this widespread FBI arrest taking place. And it involves members of the Cosa Nostra, the four families. When you got the mafia wrapped into this, yeah, if you're caught in that snare, you better be looking for a way out. All of this supposedly involved sports betting and illegal gambling involving poker games. And there were reports that they were also dealing with shuffling machines at various places, maybe on illegal games to make sure it wasn't done right. And this investigation overlapped with a separate investigation dubbed Nothing But Bet, involving a probe into fixed NCAA basketball games. And the FBI said the ring included current and former NBA players. specifically Rozier, supposedly manipulating statistics in order for his alleged co-conspirators to profit from prop bets. Prop bets that, you know, maybe he'll be the first to score. Maybe he'll be the leading of the team, which team leads at halftime or at things of that nature. Various bets, not just on which team wins, but all kinds of bets bet inside. Which player is going to get the most three-point shots? All kinds of stuff. This would be hard to prove on one hand, unless you really know what you're doing, unless you're as smart as the crooks that put it together. Now, I don't know if these guys did it, but they're being charged with it. Yes, they're considered innocent until proven guilty. But the FBI said a confidential source recorded more than 3,000 phone calls and meetings with targets of the investigation. And in the process, the source got undercover agents to be part of the games and linked into the targets, participating in a rigged poker game. The poker games, again, involved cheating devices such as rigged shuffling devices. Now, if you don't play poker, especially at a casino, you might not know what that is. That is a shuffling machine that's been pretty amazing when it first came out. Rather than the dealer having to sit there and shuffle the cards each time and change decks, they put six decks in or whatever, or actually they do one at a time, and if you're playing blackjack, they may put 5 to 6 decks in, and it automatically shuffles them out. But if it's rigged in some way, then your odds could increase for you. And if it's just two decks, like a poker game, like Texas Hold'em, you're playing with one deck, the other one is in that poker shuffling machine, it's being shuffled, supposedly. To be fair, but if the allegations are correct, the shuffler was worked and rigged to produce different outcomes, and a couple of the players at the table would be aware of that. By the way, Rozier did not play during the Miami Heat's game last night against the Orlando Magic. And Billups, the coach for the Portland Trailblazers, he was on the sidelines as the Blazers went up against the Minnesota Timberwolves. That was last night. They knew. They already had word. I'm sure they were served notice, their attorneys, this is going to drop tomorrow. Billups is a Hall of Famer, NBA champion with the Detroit Pistons, playing 17 years in the league, a 5-time All-Star. But again, he is considered innocent at this point. But they're coming. Cash Patel with more details on the charges.
The charges and the arrests that were taken down across this country range from wire fraud, money laundering, extortion, robbery, illegal gambling. This FBI will leave no room for any perpetrator of crime across this country. You hear a lot about our work of defending the homeland and crushing violent crime. Well, this work is also representative of a colossal portion of the FBI's mandate to keep America safe and to keep our entertainment industry fair and secure. And the fraud is mind-boggling. It's not hundreds of dollars. It's not thousands of dollars. It's not tens of thousands of dollars. It's not even millions of dollars. We're talking about tens of millions of dollars in fraud and theft and robbery across a multi-year investigation.
Wow. That's pretty massive. And there were two different operations underway. One, the FBI investigation, the federal investigation, Operation Zen Diagram, focusing on gambling rings involving members of La Cosa Nostra crime families. And, of course, going after others as well. The separate investigation dubbed Nothing But Bet, looking into fixed NCAA basketball games. The U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District puts it this way.
One of the most brazen sports corruption schemes since online sports betting became widely legalized in the United States. This scheme is an insider sports betting conspiracy that exploited confidential information about National Basketball Association athletes and teams. The second indictment involves 31 defendants, alleged to have participated in a nationwide scheme to rig illegal poker games. These defendants, which include former professional athletes, used high-tech cheating technology to steal millions of dollars from victims in underground poker games that were secretly fixed. The games in the New York area were backed by the Bonanno, Gambino, and Genovese crime families of La Cosa Nostra. While the cases are separate, there are three overlapping defendants charged in both cases: Damon Jones, Eric Ernest, and Shane Hennin. The indictments in these cases contain only allegations, and the defendants are presumed innocent until they are proven guilty in a court of law. But my message to the defendants who've been rounded up today is this: your winning streak has ended. Your luck has run out. Violating the law is a losing proposition, and you can bet on that.
Yeah, you can bet on that. I'm just thinking, have I been cheated out of money? Do I need to go talk to the Cosa Nostra? Yeah, I think I'll let the FBI do my talking. An attorney for Rozier said, "We have represented Terry Rozier for over a year. A long time ago, we reached out to these prosecutors to tell them we should have an open line of communication. They characterized Terry as a subject, not a target. But at 6 a.m. this morning, they called to tell me FBI agents were trying to arrest him in a hotel. Rather than allowing him to surrender, they opt for a photo op. They wanted the misplaced glory of embarrassing a professional athlete with a perp walk. That tells you a lot about the motivations in this case. They appear to be taking the word of spectacularly incredible sources rather than relying on actual evidence of wrongdoing. Terry is not a gambler, but he is not afraid of a fight." That's the lawyer talking for one of those facing these charges. As I said, with that many involved, there will be some of them deciding to flip. What do I do to get out from under this? What information can I give you to save my own skin? And then there are those who are going to be worried about, what if the Cosa Nostra believes I'm going to turn on them on some of my connections? They might disappear. Wouldn't be the first time. By the way, a lot of this involved money that could convert it into cryptocurrency, again trying to avoid being detected by law enforcement. If you're going to steal, you better do it right and do it big, right? Coming up, President Trump with a message to Hamas, and also Senator Rand Paul and his issue with us killing and knocking those Venezuelan boats out of the water.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
Tom Shaw Realtors has been helping sell, buy, lease property all over Missouri for almost 100 years. Call him 636-532-1922 or visit shawrealtors.com. You want the best place to watch baseball or any sport and be able to enjoy premium cigars and whiskeys? Lit Cigar Lounge. Lit has so many events each month, you need to constantly check the Lit Cigar Lounge Facebook. You don't want to miss anything. Plus, you can order food from Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta, delivered within minutes right to your table. By the way, we're in the season for great patio dining. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta has your table waiting. Listen up, the offer St. Louis can't stop talking about being held over by popular demand. Right now, renewal by Anderson. Buy any window or door, get the next one 50% off. Plus, you might get zero interest, no payments for 18 months. This is Renewal by Anderson, the full-service window and door replacement division of Anderson. That's a name you've trusted more than 122 years. Our exclusive FiberX frames, 200% stronger than vinyl. And remember, Anderson products increase your home's value by at least 15%. So make sure you take advantage of the offer while it's still being held over. Schedule your complimentary consultation at rbastl.com. 877-WINDLES, 877-WINDLES, Renewal by Anderson. This is award-winning quality, stronger windows, smarter investment. Back pain? Follow me to Esquire Sports Medicine, where they've got your back. Esquire is the oldest sports medicine clinic in St. Louis. Dr. Draghi and his team of chiropractors can get you back to work, back to life, without the pain. New patients usually scheduled within 24 hours. 314-644-0885. 644-0885. EsquireSportsMedicine.com.
This is News Talk STL. Yeah,
this is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
President Trump says he is giving Hamas a chance to honor the peace deal. Watch.
We're forging peace all over the world. We're putting America first. We're getting everybody to sort of get along. And I just got a call from the Middle East. We're doing very well there. We have many, many countries, as you know, signed on to peace in the Middle East, and nobody thought they'd ever see that happening. The Hamas situation, where they're pretty violent people, I would say, that we could put that out in 2 minutes. We're giving them a chance.
That is President Trump talking about we're doing everything we can to try to make sure the peace holds. But he's also made it clear to Hamas, if you continue to break in this deal and you're not going to honor it, I'll step aside and Bibi Netanyahu can go ahead and move forward. Secretary of State Rubio is now joining Bibi Netanyahu. I know the left is looking at, oh, everybody's got to babysit. Sent over Vice President Vance. Now they're sending over Secretary of State Rubio to babysit. They're having some fun with that. Let them have their fun. The point is, if we can hold the peace. And I'm sure dealing with Benjamin Netanyahu, when he's looking at how they're cheating on it and maybe threatening IDF forces, they are going to respond. To what level? That's the key issue. And right now, we don't see that they're anywhere closer than what they were yesterday. And they still hold bodies of some of the hostages. And I will repeat again, it is very likely they will never get all of the hostages back. They might never find the remains. They might have been literally evaporated in some of the bombings and attacks that were taking place. You can't blame Israel for that. They wanted their people out alive, but to get to some of the Hamas tunnels and the terrorists who were hiding behind them, they were using them as human shields, just like they were using their own fellow Palestinians. They did not give a damn about their lives. In the meantime, Russia, Ukraine, that's still underway. No changes there. Trump is talking about putting more pressure on Russia regarding oil, trying to shut down any sales. Keep in mind, we've got some countries that supposedly say they want to see peace, but they've been buying oil from Russia, which gives them the money to continue their war. Well, as we have noted, we have numerous boats that have been shot out of the water, and two more yesterday, coming out of Venezuela, carrying massive amounts of drugs. Now, that's what the U.S. Department is telling us. The Pentagon, the military, the Department of Homeland Security. Larry, do you know if there were drugs in there? No, I don't. I don't, but I'm trusting the fact that when you see a high-speed boat racing across the water, it's carrying a contraband of some type. Now, maybe every member on that boat is not directly involved, and they had a job. They were just trying to earn a little bit extra money. Maybe they're not really drug dealers, but they're involved as mules in shipping it across the water. And we target, we see it, and we blow it out of the water. We have had cases where Coast Guard, especially a quick Coast Guard helicopter approaches a vessel, gets in position, and a sniper on the helicopter shoots the engines on the boat, bringing it to a stop in the water. Now, those who are captured like that, they got to feel very lucky. But you can't always get that Coast Guard helicopter there in time to do that. And the best option is stop them dead in their tracks, chum in the water for the sharks and everything else. And bales and numerous boxes of cocaine and heroin are washing up on nearby shores once it happens. So they're definitely carrying contraband. Stuart Varney was questioning Senator Rand Paul about his thoughts on this kind of effort to make sure our nation is protected. And I got to tell you, I have an issue with Senator Rand Paul.
The president has authorized blowing up, I think it's 7 suspected drug boats. You say this, quote, goes against all of our traditions. So are you condemning the drug boat strikes?
Well, you have to use a different word that was left out in this question. The word would be alleged, because if we knew there were drug dealers, we'd know their names, we'd have evidence. And one of the interesting things is one of the recent explosions, a bunch of the people on the boats died, but 2 people survived. Did we detain them and check them for drugs or drug residue? Did we gather the evidence from the wreckage and then prosecute them? No, we just said, oh, well, we're going to send you back to your country. So I really think that you cannot have a policy where you just allege that someone is guilty of something and then kill them. The reason being that we interdict ships all the time off the coast of Miami, off the coast of California, and the Coast Guard statistics say that about 25% of the boats that we stop to search don't have any drugs. So if 1 out of 4 of the boats don't have drugs on them, you know, what kind of person would justify blowing up people when 1 out of 4 boats may well not have drugs on them?
So don't do it again. Is that the message?
Well, what the message is that, and this has been fought in the Senate, will be fought again next week, is you do get to kill people when you're at war. So if we are to be at war, the Constitution says Congress has to vote for a declaration of war. I'm not for declaring war with Venezuela. I despise socialism, communism, authoritarianism, but I'm not in favor of starting a war with Venezuela. If you have a war, you can kill the enemy. If you don't have a war, you have international crime, and you have to treat it as such.
Now, keep in mind when he says the boats we stop off the coast of Miami, maybe there's no drugs on it, or the people, we find out what they're doing and we charge them by name and so forth. That's different than high-speed boats racing away from the Venezuelan coastline, trying to get across international waters to another port where they can unload and eventually get the drugs to the U.S., because that's where the real profit is made. Larry, you talk about just killing someone without clear understanding? I guess in this case, yeah, I am. If you're on that boat, you sealed your fate. And yes, some of those that have been stopped and pulled out of the water, they have their families say, he's just a fisherman. He got caught in the web. He's just a fisherman. I just don't have the heart of tears the leftists do. And I'm really upset with Senator Rand Paul taking such a hands-off policy and trying to say, if you want to do it, we need an act of war, and the president is not involved, that Congress has to get involved. That is like, to carry out a drug raid, you're going to have Congress approve every drug raid or going after. Now, I know, there are many other facets to it. But the bottom line is, are you willing to do what is necessary to protect our nation? And the left is not. They are not. Rand Paul is not a leftist, but at the same token, he's setting them up for it. Let me share this with you. The Democrat candidate for New York City Mayor, Zoran Mandamiak, obviously, he's currently vilifying ICE while they're trying to make the city sanctuary policy. He's trying to make it more extreme. They're trying to do their J-O-B, rounding up illegals that might well have come here with drugs or human trafficking. Mondami said last night, ICE is a reckless entity that cares little for the law and even less for the people that they're supposed to serve. Said, what we're going to do, we're going to sever all ties New York City has with the federal government, making our city sanctuary policy even stronger to prevent ICE agents from arresting illegal aliens. New Yorkers, are you listening to this? Oh, you don't care? And he added, what we need to do in our city is in the chapter of collaboration between City Hall and the federal government. If that's really what you want, maybe we should cut off all federal funding for New York City. How would that go? Oh, by the way, California Governor Newsom telling his residents, hey, as Trump is sending in hundreds of federal law enforcement to San Francisco to assist with immigration and other issues, he's telling his residents, remain peaceful. That's what he's saying. Remain peaceful, but he's already blamed Trump for creating conditions for anxiety. And Trump's tactics are right out of the dictator's handbook. And yet he's trying to say, citizens, remain calm. You know, California obviously is one of our states, and yet is a different state in so many ways. Jennifer Flavin, Sylvester Stallone's wife, was on a podcast, and she was asked about why are so many Hollywood kids so messed up? That story when we continue.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
So I hear an out-of-towner asking someone, where's the best place to eat? Before they could respond, I said, Cafe Napoli. Where? Well, I said, Cafe Napoli in Clayton. Napoli 2 in Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, right next door to Napoli C, and then you got Napoli Kirkwood, plus you got Napoli Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield. You'll find Napoli everywhere. It's not too early to book a party and buy gift cards. Cafe Napoli.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Why do you think it is that so many kids in Hollywood now and kids of, you know, celebrity parents are transgender? Is there something in the water in Hollywood? Or
I just think Hollywood is a, you know, it's all about expression. So, you know, however you want to express yourself. So if you feel like a cat today, you're a cat. Or, and it's so loosey-goosey. I don't think that we're really understanding that these kids are not our accessories. They're little human beings that need structure. And structure is really important for them because it helps their brain organize everything. And I think growing up in a Hollywood home, there's really no structure because you got this thing going and you've got private planes and you got all these giant homes with chefs and secretaries and assistants and, you know, housekeepers, like nannies, and there's just too much of everything. It gets really confusing for a little person. And it's okay what you decide to be as an adult, but raise them just with good common sense. I mean, my daughters were all tomboys. They prefer to wear pants than dresses, you know, and they love sports. But I never said, oh, you're a boy now. I just said, you love to play sports. You love to hang out with boys. That's awesome, you know.
That's exactly the way it has always been until the leftist in-your-face sexual change push came. Jennifer Flavin, the wife of Sylvester Stallone. By the way, the podcast was being hosted by Katie Miller. You know her father, Stephen Miller, the White House spokesman. And I just love it the way she pointed out. She said, I think in Hollywood it's all about expression, but we are misunderstanding. These kids are not accessories. They're little human beings. They need direction. Raise them with common sense. An example of a lack of common sense, Jimmy Kimmel. Jimmy Kimmel says Christianity has been co-opted and perverted. He's using those words to criticize the Trump immigration policy. He said, it especially bothers me being brought up Catholic in a very positive Catholic environment that Christianity has been co-opted, perverted in such a way that I find it especially upsetting. And when I think about what Jesus would think of this stuff, it seems pretty plain that he wouldn't think it's great. Well, I don't really know what Jesus would think, but I know what the Bible says about taking children and sexually mutilating them, or men lying with men and baby boys and girls. But Kimmel said, Jesus wouldn't approve of nannies being yanked out of the park, thrust into a van. But he dare say that Christianity has been co-opted and perverted just because of the way Trump is enforcing the law of the land. We need to take a moment to say a prayer for the family of Illinois, former Illinois State Senator Darren Bailey, the Republican. He is running against Pritzker in next year's race. He got word late last night, his son and daughter-in-law and two of their children were killed in a Montana helicopter crash. I cannot imagine getting that call. So he lost a son, a daughter-in-law, and two grandchildren. They have a third grandchild who was not on board the helicopter for whatever reason. Details of how and why it happened, crashing in Montana, still not clear. But now he's in grieving and just saying, we need our time to grieve. And they need it. And then he'll try to get back on the campaign trail as he can against Pritzker. But in the meantime, put him and his family in your prayers. In our next hour, you're going to learn more than what you know right now, I promise you. And do remember our pledge, one nation under God.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
John Beal Roofing reminds you we are in the stormy season, and that means if you have even the smallest leak in your roof, you could soon have a much bigger issue. Call the John Beal to make sure that your biggest investment is protected. That call can save you major dollars. If you do get hit during a storm, John Beal has a rapid response team. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF, John Beal. You and I might have something in common, back pain. I can tell you where I go for help, Esquire Sports Medicine, the spine of St. Louis. They can put athletes back on the field, so they can clearly help us. Esquire Sports Medicine, hands-on chiropractic help on Big Bend, just north of Highway 40. 314-644-0885. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. Great patio season to enjoy any of the Cafe Napoli locations. How about the Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield? Enjoying coal-fired pizza, nothing else like it. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield. A few doors down, Lit Cigar Lounge, where you can enjoy premium cigars and whiskeys. Check the Lit Cigar Lounge Facebook for details, plus gift cards for friends. I'll see you at Lit Cigar Lounge in Chesterfield. It's that time of season when families, businesses are moving. For local or long distance, I endorse McGuire Moving. Get a date set soon before the schedules are booked. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. McGuire is constantly giving back to our veterans, such as support dogs for our brave. So with McGuire, you're getting excellent service and helping our vets. McGuireMoving.com. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. Vincent'sJewelers.com. Vincent'sJewelers.com. Larry Connors here. Is your home ready for the chilly months ahead? Renewal by Anderson has a buy one, get one 50% off window event. And if you qualify, 18 months, no payments, zero interest. Not sure if it's the right time? Renewal makes it easy. No obligation window inspection. Just find out what new windows might cost when you're ready. No pressure, no hassle. And remember, no one but Renewal by Anderson can offer Fibrex, the proprietary window frame material, 200% stronger than vinyl. Means durability, efficiency, beauty that lasts every season. What are you waiting for? Call 877-WINDOWS or visit rbastl.com and get your consultation. Renewal by Anderson. Superior products. Exceptional service.
This is News Talk STL.